There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
That was Arrogate winning the Dubai World Cup last year, and of course it is a major feature on the Dubai social calendar, and it's coming around in just a few days' time. So let's talk now Posh Choppers, as that horse race looms large on the social calendar. And it's this Saturday is going to see the largest collection of fetlocks, frocks and fascinators on the Dubai social circuit. The poshest way, of course, is to arrive there by helicopter. Very few of us do, but it is possible. And there have been some private machines going down there over the last few years as well. But if you've wanted a commercial service, it's been hard to find since the downturn of a few years ago. But that's changing. Very pleased now to welcome to the Dubai Eye cockpit James Freen, independent aviation consultant, working with Echo Vision to arrange helicopters to the Dubai World Cup. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Henry.
You're arranging 33 flights to the Maidan Racecourse. Where are these going to go from?
Yes, we're looking at 33 flights through the afternoon, flying from both the Burj Al Arab Jumeirah and also from the Emirates Golf Club. They'll be flying straight into Maidan to the helipads over in Maidan, so you get a beautiful view of the racetrack and the Maidan grandstand as you come in.
Why, say, from the Burj and from the Golf Club particularly, rather than, say, the airport?
So flying from the airport would be a nice idea, but of course there's an awful lot of security and we've got international air traffic going in and out. Yeah. So it can be quite difficult to really get in there, whereas by flying from the Burj and the Emirates Golf Club, just nice and easy access into there. We're just doing domestic flights, so we don't need to go through that same level of security, really.
Is there something happening at the Emirates Golf Club that will have people there, or is it just a convenient place to park your helicopter to take off from?
It's a bit of both, actually. It is a great spot for us to use. It's obviously nicely down there in the city for us to have good access for people coming in. Emirates Golf Club actually have a big event going on that day themselves, but we've taken over the Royal Majlis area and the Majlis driving range. Nice big area for us to land our helicopter.
And the idea of this, of course you mentioned access there, is the fact that you don't have to schlep through the traffic to get there, you don't have to struggle to find parking, walk. And where do the helicopters actually land at the racecourse?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You'll be flying over the top of an awful lot of traffic as you come in.
Waving at your friends who are stuck in the traffic.
That's the idea, that's the idea. The Maidan helipads are just over by the training ground within Maidan itself. Once you get there, our hostesses will take you to a short car service. It's less than a five-minute journey along the private roads in Maidan to the grandstand. So,
so you land within the confines of the circuit, effectively.
Yes, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Who do the choppers belong to?
So on this occasion, we're using Heli Dubai's aircraft for it. Heli Dubai is the best operator here in Dubai to be using it. And we've got a couple of aircraft types flying for us that day from them.
And how many bookings have you got so far?
Well, it's coming in all the time. We're hoping to fill up the flights or at least get it going to a good level. This being the first year coming back, obviously, we've got to get it out there. That's part of why I'm down here today.
And coming back or getting back the service is the key thing, isn't it? Because since the downturn, it's been pretty lean times for sort of private air travel in the region. So we haven't had these flights since when? 2009, 2010, something like that?
Yeah, it's been, speaking to the guys who actually were doing the flights back then, it's been a good 5 years since really anyone's been doing any helicopter operations into Maidan, certainly from the Burj Al Arab. So, yeah, we're looking at this as being the shift in the economy, the shift in Dubai, and hopefully open the doors up for people to start enjoying this type of fun again.
So, I'm going to the World Cup on Saturday. I'm a potential customer.
Fantastic.
What's it going to cost me?
There's a whole different array of ways of doing this. And we've got some really good promotions going on at the moment to try and get people up in the sky, such as yourselves, Richard. So really for your most basic package to be flying in there, you're looking at just over 4,000 dirhams. And that's including the package with a nice reception at the Emirates Golf Club. We're welcoming you there. Couple of hours of reception, then we'll fly you straight into Maidan and take you away up into the grandstand. That's if you've already got tickets. If you haven't got tickets, and there are some people who still don't have tickets to the Dubai World Cup, then we've got some good promotions to be able to pull a ticket into it and the helicopter flight.
But that's 4,000 dirhams per person.
Yep.
And you think that the demand for that is back? Obviously, that is a relatively extravagant thing. I mean, it's not a vast amount of money in the grand scheme of excessive displays of wealth, but it's still not peanuts. Do you think that kind of conspicuous consumption is back in Dubai now? Is there some kind of trend within Dubai that makes you think, yeah, 2018 is the year to bring this back?
I think for an event such as this, yes, I mean, it's the big glamorous day. It's a day for people to show off in a way as well, and sort of really enjoy themselves, throw themselves into it, and take the helicopter to fly in. I think that's the way that you'd look to go.
The exclusivity really comes from the fact that they're relatively small machines. These aren't great huge Sikorskis carrying 60 people or whatever.
It's absolutely.
How many per machine?
So that's it. I mean, we got 33 flights, but each helicopter only takes four, sometimes five, depending on which flight it is.
Or weight.
Well, yes, I didn't want to say that. Yes, absolutely.
Presumably they have closed sides though, because I'm just picturing everyone doing their hair, putting their fascinator on for the World Cup, and the last time I was in a helicopter, I came out feeling quite windswept.
That can happen, but yes, we do have the doors closed on this flight, and also once you get up to Maidan, we do have a stylist there just to help primp and preen anyone who may have been dislodged slightly as they fly in.
Vision
spare fast.
Brandy hanging out the side of a helicopter with an AK-47, kind of A-team style. MASH or something.
I mean, if you've got a 100-metre super yacht, I mean, you're probably not the sort of person who has to worry about cash, but paint a picture of the sort of person who you think might use this survey. I imagine it sort of includes a whole range of budgets and customers.
There is. I mean, I know it sounds like a lot of money, the 4,000 dirhams, but really we're looking at a different range of markets. One is the corporate side of it, obviously. There's a lot of people who put a lot of effort into nice sponsorship for this event to bring their guests in, their high level guests in. And of course, at the moment, if you're doing that, you're going to be sitting in this traffic trying to get into the grandstand. So one of our hopes is that we'll get more of the corporate people on board and fly their guests in. And again, because we have the reception at both the Burj Al Arab and Emirates Golf Course before, it sort of really adds to the event. It's not just a case of turning up, jumping in a helicopter and going in.
33 flights, 11 from the Burj Al Arab and 22 from the Emirates Golf Club. I guess the takeoff from the helicopter pad at the Burj would be first prize. How many bookings for that have you got?
I couldn't tell you what we've got at the moment, to be honest. But the 11 flights coming from there, and it's pretty spectacular taking off from a spot like that. There really aren't helipads like that around the world. It really is iconic.
There are certain things that stand out for that helipad. Roger Federer playing tennis up on it with Andre Agassi, and Richard Dean, who proposed to his wife on it.
There you go.
So cool. There we go. It's a historic helipad.
And much as it was a cherished moment, and I love to recreate it whenever possible, I'm probably not going to hand over $8,000 for my wife and I to get a helicopter trip to the World Cup this Saturday. Lovely, as though I sure it would be. We should point out that there is a horse race happening on Saturday as well. It's not just about fascinators, as Malcolm mentioned. Fetlocks as well. The American horse, West Coast, is the red-hot favourite. Same trainer as Arrogate last year. Not as good a horse. Everyone admits that as Arrogate, who's a spectacular horse, but West Coast the red hot favourite on Saturday.
Well, James, thanks very much indeed for coming in. Good luck with the service, because it's nice to see that sort of Dubai is buzzy again and people are talking about helicopter and luxury, and good luck with this new service. This is Echo Vision arranging 33 flights, helicopter flights from Emirates Golf Club, Burj Al Arab, down to the Maidan race course for the big horse race coming up on Saturday. James Freen, independent aviation consultant with Echo Vision. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.